Our next storyteller is Doug Maver.
Is your life worth more than $5? My wife, Sunny, who's back here hiding in shame, and I, and a fellow tourist, had crawled on our hands and knees through the jungle in southern Nepal to sneak up on three Asian rhinos who were wallowing in a shallow pond 60 yards away. 60 yards. That's about 4.5 seconds to being stomped to death if they caught sight of us. How did we get in this situation? Well, for some people, being daredevil is an act of bravery. For others, it's an act of a tight budget. Anybody in the room want to cop to that? 35 years ago, we took a four-month trip, backpacking trip in Asia, and our budget was so tight to stretch into 4 months, I think we were probably on about $8 a day per person. And we had just finished about 4 or 5 weeks hiking in the Himalayas, and without a guide, we couldn't afford a guide. And we wanted to go see the Chitwan National Park in southern Nepal. And we couldn't afford to go to the famous Tiger Tops Resort, which puts you up in these treetop cabins way above the jungle. And during the day, they take you into the jungle on the backs of elephants to safely see rhinos. And if you're lucky, tigers. We went to a neighboring farm village and for a couple of bucks got a cheap room. And we asked the proprietor to set us up with a guide for the afternoon to take us on foot into Chitwan Park. An hour later, we came back. We found a tourist friend who joined us. We came into the lobby to meet our guide, and there in the lobby was a 14-year-old Nepali boy and his 12-year-old brother. We had to immediately make a decision. Are we going to trust our lives to these two youngsters? There were three things wrong with this. First was, $5 for the whole day was incredibly, insanely cheap. Second was, Nepalis are small people. And this really looked like a 12-year-old boy and his 10-year-old brother. And the third was the walking stick that the older one had. It was a 4-foot-long wooden staff. We said, what's that stick for? And he said, rhinos. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, they get mad, they charge, I whack them in the nose, they don't like that, they go away. Right. We knew they badly wanted the $5, but are we going to believe this shit? Well, it got down to the only way we were going to see rhinos on our budget was to go with these kids, so we did. So we chomped across, or waded across the river, the back way into the national park. There are no trails. There are just paths plowed by the rhinos through 6-foot-tall elephant grass. And we were wandering and following these boys, and there's fresh rhino shit. Hour and a half of suspenseful traipsing in the woods, and finally, the kid in front raises his hand, sign language, stop. He goes, listen. We go, what? We don't hear anything. He goes, listen. Watch, watch, watch. And if you really strained your ears, you could hear the sound of an animal chewing nearby. And he says, rhino. He says, get up that tree. It was a 15-foot wimpy little tree. And we scamper up in the tree, three tourists, and he and his brother down there. And he says, get your camera ready. So he bends down, he picks up a stick, little stick, and he throws it about 40 yards over into this meadow nearby, and immediately, from a hidden thicket, this 2,000-pound rhino jumps up, charges right over to where that stick landed. And he's snorting, ready to splat with anything that could, you know, that moved. And we're up there trying to take pictures, and the tree's swaying, and we're scared as shit. And after a bit, the rhino didn't see anything dangerous, so it started to munch the grass, and he ambled up the path that they make, and the guy says, come on down. I said, what? I said, we're going to follow. He says, no. We're going to follow. So we followed this rhino for about 20 minutes, and it's like, and then the guy turns to us and says, you know, I know this shallow pond, there's probably some rhinos wallowing there. So fast forward, now we're back at this pond, 60 yards away from three rhinos splashing, And we watched these beautiful animals for 15 or 20 minutes. And as we're backing out, and it's getting twilight, and I was thinking to myself, is it getting more exciting than this? Apparently so, because just then, from a small hill nearby, roar! A tiger bellows. Well, our juvenile guides were really good, and they got us safely back to the village 4 miles through the twilight without getting eaten or stomped to death. And as I think on that incident, I think, was it exciting? Yes. Was it insanely dangerous? Hell yes. But it only costs $5.